Hello, this is Blessing from GlobalFoodBook.com. On today's edition of Health and Food Bloggers Podcast, I would like to share an important information about a special soup condiment known as egusi melon oil. The aim is basically to highlight that apart from being a soup condiment, that the egusi plant is highly nutritive and medicinal. Egusi seeds still remains a popular food plant consumed especially by our African foods to complement starchy foods such as fufu, eba, apple, pounded yam, name them. Interestingly, several researchers have pointed out that egusi is helpful and beneficial for the healthy functioning of our bodies. Egusi seed is botanically known as Citrullus golosensis, and it belongs to the Cucurbitaceae family. If I don't get the pronunciation right, just pardon me, please. It is known by various names such as bitter cucumber, pumpkin seeds, egusi melon, vine of Sodom plant, wild gourd, bitter apple, colocynth, or desert gourd. The Estes egusi plant is distinguished by its climbing tendrils that have a similar appearance with vine plants. It is originally from Africa, Mediterranean region, and Asia, and the spherical fruit is greenish in color when young, but changes to slight yellow once ripe. Although the egusi melon fruit has a similar physical appearance with watermelon, yet they are both different from each other. While watermelon pulp is sweet, edible, and reddish in color, the egusi melon pulp is bitter, as in very bitter, non-edible, and slightly whitish in color. Each plant bears between 15 to 30 melon fruits. Though the watermelon seeds are non-edible, the protein-rich egusi seeds are edible and remains the most widely used part of the Colocynthis citrullus plant. The spongy white pulp contains several melon seeds that are mostly used for culinary purposes. The seeds are normally washed and sun-dried before being stored for future usage. This annual growing plant usually spreads on the ground or climbs any nearby tree or stake. The fleshy perennial roots are angular and slender in shape, with the lobed angular leaves bearing solitary yellowish flowers within the leaves as those. The seeds can be planted on plain land, tilled land, or on ridges at the onset of the rainy season between April and June. Once mature, the melon gourds are then harvested during the dry season between October to December. The melon seeds can be stored for a very long time, however, they are mostly attacked by fungi, Penicillium and Aspergillus during this period. Some fungi attacks lead to reduced seed germination, increased free fatty acid, seed discoloration, reduced nutritional benefits, production of aflatoxin and toxic metabolites. So let's look at the oil contents of melon seeds. Melon seeds consist of 10 to 16% oleic acid, 9 to 12% palmitic acid, 67 to 73% linoleic acid, and 5 to 8% stearic acid. Let's look at the nutritional values of egusi. Ikwenyi et al. In 2011 report that egusi seeds contain about 50% oil, 8.28% potassium, 34.86% protein, 1.49% calcium, 42.29% oil, 3.37 ppm copper, and 162.76 ppm sodium. It is also an excellent source of nutritional minerals and vitamins such as carbohydrate, protein, fat, zinc, vitamin B1, dietary fiber, sulfur, magnesium, vitamins B12, niacin, and manganese. So let's look now at the phytochemical contents of melon. Jayaram Mann and Christina in 2013 carried out a phytochemical analysis of the melon plant extract. Their study showed the presence of cucurbitacin, A, B, C, D, E, saponins, alkaloids, anthranol, saponarin, tannins, triptophan, terpenoids, gel, caffeic acid, flavone, glucosides, phenolic, algin, flavonoids, cardioglycolides, steroids, trace elements, and sulfur containing amino acids in this plant. Furthermore, Al Snafi in 2016 highlights that the egusi melon is highly beneficial due to its anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, antioxidant, analgesic, protective, antimicrobial, reproductive, pharmacological, gastrointestinal, anti-cancer properties. So let's now look at the benefits of egusi melon. The first one, to remains the culinary purposes. Egusi is mostly grown for its shelled seeds that are usually ground and used for preparing assorted dishes such as egusi soup, egusi stew, salad, etc. Some common Nigerian egusi dishes include pounded yam and egusi, egusi and okra soup, iyan and egusi, fufu and egusi soup, eba and egusi soup, egusi soup, egusi sauce and rice, etc. Before preparing the egusi soup or egusi sauce, the sun-dried seeds are either ground plain or roasted or fried before being ground. Chaffs obtained during the oil extraction of egusi seeds can be used for making fried cakes, now popularly known as robo cake. The seeds can be fermented and used for making a local spice known as ogiri. Ogiri ope. Search for ogiri on globalfoodbook.com and you'll read more about this aromatic seasonal. Due to its high oil content, egusi seeds can be used for making margarine, butter, and animal feed. So let's look at the anti-inflammatory properties of the egusi melon. Inflammation is a localized physical condition whereby the body part becomes inflamed, reddish, swollen, and painful as a result of the reaction to an infection or injury. So many researchers have carried out an investigation on the effect of various phlogistic agents induced by Ojama in rats. The study reveals that the methanolic extract of egusi significantly inhibits serotonin, carrageenan, etc. Moreover, the ethanol extract of egusi reduces the volume of exudate and the movement of monocytes and neutrophils. Based on findings, the researchers agree that egusi melon is suitable for use as an anti-inflammatory agent. So Grossman et al. In 2007 studied the anti-proliferative impact of glucobitaxin glycosides obtained from egusi leaves. This study was carried out in human breast cancer cell growth. Bitter melon leaves were extracted, and then these glucobitaxin glycosides were then isolated from the extracts. The results of the study showed that egusi melon possessed pleiotropic effects on cells, thus leading to both apoptosis and cell arrest. This glucobitaxin glycosides is with therapeutic effects against breast cancer cells. Antibacterial properties. This particular plant has been studied, and the antibacterial effects has also been supported by different researchers. Dar et al. In 2012 isolated the hepatoprotective active compounds of the ethanolic extract of egusi melon. They also investigated the hepatoprotective activity of egusi against polluted water-induced hepatotoxicity in albino albino rats. Both the total bilirubin proteins and body weight were evaluated pre and post treatment to ascertain the hepatoprotective activity. The results of the study showed that the ethanolic extract of egusi has potent hepatoprotective activity. Kachawa et al. In 2016 investigated the effects of hydroalcoholic extract of egusi against anti-arthritic activity. The study aimed to develop a standardization protocol for the anti-arthritic effects of the hydroalcoholic extract that contains cocobitaxin glycoside and quercetin. So the vitamin B12 and niacin in this plant help to maintain healthy skin. The oil extracted from egusi seeds can be used for producing local soap and pomade for dermatological care. The shells obtained during the oil extraction can be used as poultry litter. The leaves and the guts can also serve as livestock fodder. Boils and carbuncles are inflamed red, painful lumps that can develop on any part of the body. Al Snafi in 2016 reports that the fruit and roots of the egusi plant can be smashed, can be squeezed, mashed, and mixed with water. This mixture can then be applied to boils, carbuncles, and pimples. Due to the presence of dietary fiber and vitamin B1 in egusi melon, it is useful for facilitating easy digestion of food. It also helps to boost appetite due to its constituents of vitamin B12. The one excelled in 2010 that every part of the egusi melon, namely the fruit, stem, roots, leaves, oil extracts, and seeds, possess anti-diabetic properties. This is attributed to the insulinotropic effects of the plant. I've also identified some of the easiest way you can plant your egusi melon. If you go to globalfoodbook.com, search for egusi melon, you will read more about this. Thank you so much for listening. But let me quickly highlight that this post is for enlightenment purposes only and should not be used as a replacement for professional diagnosis and treatments. Please remember to always consult your healthcare provider before making any health-related decisions or for counseling regarding a specific medical condition. Thank you for listening.